It's 522.
Vote 2012 update on WTOP.
Republican losses for the White House and the Senate are raising some questions about the party's future, including who's in charge.
Joining us to talk about that, Craig Gordon, Chief Managing Editor for Politico. Hiya, Craig.
Hey there, how are you?
We're good. And wondering what you think about who the GOP leader is these days. Is it John Boehner or Paul Ryan?
I was going to say, one person we know it's not is Mitt Romney. I don't think we're going to see a lot from him these days. Look, I think the Republican Party has a problem. Maybe it's not a horrible problem to have. They run the House of Representatives. John Boehner, obviously a leader there. People getting to know him a little bit. But look, Paul Ryan's an attractive guy. Was on a vice presidential ticket. People watched his debate with Joe Biden. He's going to get a very serious look. And I think that he is a guy who is going to be trying to elbow his way to the table to make sure that his voice is heard in not only budget battles, which is Paul Ryan's sort of stock and trade, but in a lot of issues in the party. He's a pretty heavy-duty social conservative and other things like that. So I think you're going to hear a lot from Paul Ryan and how he positions himself. A name we haven't mentioned here, Marco Rubio, I thought was very interestingly out of the gate last night with a statement saying that the Republican Party needs to sort of moderate some of its positions, be a little more open to Latino issues and such. And I think he's a person who will also be vying for the megaphone. So again, this is what happens. There's a sort of a vacuum at the top of the party with the presidential nominee now kind of out of the way, and you've got some pretty powerful guys that are going to be competing over it.
Among the demographics that we heard about last night, the gender gap. What about Republicans putting more women into leadership positions? Do you see any movement toward that?
I mean, look, their bench is not great. Let's be honest. They have there's a representative from Washington there, McMorris Rogers, who's had a leadership slot. I think people thought Kristi Noem, who was elected in 2010 as kind of a Tea Party person from out in the West, might get a little more attention, but there are not sort of lots and lots of people. You have sort of Governor Susana Martinez out in New Mexico. I'm sorry, she's not in New Mexico. She's out there. But so there are a few people. But the truth of the matter is, you know, the headline today is the GOP is a party of white males. That's who voted for them yesterday, and that is who is in the leadership of the party. And you don't sort of change that overnight. They've got a long way back to start getting some fresh faces in there, both men and women, to kind of be new leaders in the party.
All right. Craig Gordon, Chief Managing Editor for Politico. Thank you, Craig.